Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hi guys, it's Candace Dillard Bassett from The Real Housewives of Potomac, and you're watching The Reality Rundown.
Hi, I'm your host Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast, and a production of The Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table. And today we're going to be recapping Season 12, Episode 10, The Horny Hungarians. I mean, what an episode title. And also, I'm going to be discussing at the end some about the upcoming reunion. I have some gossip, some tea on that. So make sure you guys listen to the end for me to spill some exclusive tea I have. But anyway, let's jump right into the first scene. Marge and March Sr. are discussing the upcoming Hungarian bash for March Sr.'s 75th birthday. And as they're talking about the party, Margaret says, we're going to have some old pictures of when you were younger. And, you know, at the party, we see like all those beautiful pictures of March Sr. And Margaret and March Sr. look they're like twins. They look exactly alike. Well, like if you look at the pictures of when March Sr. was younger, she looks exactly like Margaret. It's crazy. Like, they're literally twins. But anyway, after they look at the picture, talk about the pictures, they also talk about March Sr. being born in Hungary and having to cross over the border on a bicycle at age 10. I mean, I can't believe like how she did that. Just like, she left everything in Hungary and her and her family picked up and just left and came to America. I mean, 10 years old. I mean, she didn't even speak the language. I mean, that's like crazy. And in the next scene, Tracy and Melissa, they get together at Melissa's house. Tiki's there. Joe Gorga's there. And Tracy talks to Melissa about her younger daughter, about not being like socially ready for kindergarten. And Melissa says that she's going through like some issues with Antonia. She's like concerned that she'll make mistakes that will haunt her because she wanted to quit like tumbling. And, you know, as we see later in the episode, she actually wants to get back into tumbling, but we'll get to that after. Next scene, Jackie takes her kids for ice cream. It was such a heartwarming scene to watch. It was like even though it's just, you think, oh, it's just a mom going out with her kids for ice cream. But no, it's different for Jackie when she hasn't eaten ice cream in 20 years and suffered with this eating disorder. And she's taking steps, these new big steps in her recovery. And that big step is going for ice cream with her kids. As we see in that scene, she eats the ice cream first time in 20 years. You could see that she was having a hard time with it. But, you know, I think she was very happy at the end of the day that she did do it. She was able to do that. And her kids, they were tasting her ice cream. She was tasting theirs. And she said it was like walking off a cliff, like doing a huge moment for that, which was so, so sweet to see. And I have to say, Jackie, this season, like, I know some people don't really like her. I mean, I really do like Jackie. And it's so nice to see something very real and raw. Like with this and Jackie, she's like not holding back. She's like telling her story, and this is going to help other people who struggle with the same thing. So Jackie's doing some amazing stuff right here and using her platform for good. And after the scene, Jackie takes her kids for ice cream. Melissa and Antonia are going to the gym because Antonia has a trainer to work her, I guess, her knee from when she tore her ACL. So she has like a trainer to like get back into that. And she does like those jumps. And then the trainer said she was progressing really well, and Antonia actually said she does want to get back into tumbling. So when Melissa heard that, she's like, oh my God. And, you know, Antonia's like hysterical. You know, she's a teenager like myself, so I can kind of relate when you have an attitude with your parents. And her facial expressions are just like hysterical. Like she was not in the mood when Melissa was like, oh my God, da, 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 da. It was just hysterical. But it was really nice to see that Antonia is doing better with her knee and she is getting back into tumbling. And I think Melissa posted on Instagram that she got this award. I forgot what exactly an award it was, but if you guys want to see, it's on Melissa's Instagram. And after that scene, Jackie is actually meeting up with her therapist to discuss when she went out for ice cream and like the progress of going out for ice cream with her kids. And that she mentions to her therapist that she was telling Evan, like she thought Evan like didn't know about all these things that she was doing. But Evan was like, well, yeah, I noticed. But and also she was saying that she doesn't really want his help. And, you know, I feel bad for Evan, like he really wants to help his wife, but I guess it's something Jackie has to be comfortable with. And the therapist actually told her about the ice cream because Jackie thought that, I guess, regular people compensate for eating the ice cream, like they don't eat another meal. And the therapist actually told Jackie, like, no, people don't compensate. They don't, like, they just go about their day. And Jackie didn't know that. She thought that that was normal, that people compensate. So I guess through like this therapy, Jackie is like learning all the like these new things. And it's so nice to see all the progress that she's made. She looks amazing. I'm sure we'll hear more about her recovery at the reunion. But until then, she looks amazing. So proud of her. I don't even have words. Like you could like when watching that scene, you just like you feel like all the like it's so real and raw. Just, I don't know, I can't even put it into words. Just like, I think Jackie's like so amazing for like putting that out there on TV for everyone, for millions of people to see. And after that, Teresa, Melania, and Gia are preparing for their move. And as they're walking through the house, the editors show like these flashbacks and I think Gia mentions it. That the famous scene where Nona was cooking the octopus at like 6 a.m. And just like, it's crazy, like to see them moving and like watching the show from like season one, season two, when they moved into the house. And now that they're moving out of it, it's completely closing a whole new chapter. And then they were all getting emotional because that house is like the last memories they had with their father in America. So I can see why they were all getting so emotional. Even Teresa was getting so emotional being living in that house for, I don't know, I think they were living in that house for like, what is it, 10, 11, 12 years? It was a long, long time. And now they're moving into a whole new thing. But they're going to start a new chapter and make all new memories with Louis and Louis' sons. So I'm happy for them that they're closing this chapter and moving on like into a new home, a new positive home, a new good home that they'll make more beautiful memories. And after that scene closes out, we go to March Senior's Hungarian birthday bash. And everyone starts walking in. All the ladies start walking in. The men get together. The men start talking about Bill, like, oh, is Bill coming? Bill, oh, yeah, he is coming. And Frank was like, oh, Joe, are you going to start with Bill tonight? And Joe Benigno was like, yeah, no, that's not happening. You guys are not going to start anything here, which I don't blame for saying that. I mean, it's March Senior's birthday party, like they don't need to really start drama. I mean, it's the men, not even the ladies, who were gonna like kind of like almost start drama. But as like the scene progresses or as it goes into the scene, Bill and Jen actually they walk in. Jen goes to the ladies, Bill goes to the men, and you know, Margaret says to Jennifer and Bill that she's so happy they came, and it looks like they're going in the right direction. You know, I'm happy to see that they made up, they're good now. Well now in August when they were filming that. I don't know about now in the present moment. I feel like a lot of things go on when the season is airing. I mean, I've watched all those interviews that they both have done. And I feel like you can kind of tell that all that stuff got rehashed as they were watching it. And both parties got mad about it again. And I'm at the reunion, I'm sure it's all gonna, you know, unfold. And I know I'm hearing that there wasn't that much resolution at the reunion. So I think that the ladies didn't end so well. It's probably gonna go into season 13. I mean, how do you guys feel come season 13, 5 years with the same exact cast? I mean, the cast is all great, but I would like to see some new people in there. I would. You know, I'm not gonna lie, even though I want to stay very unbiased, but I, for like the show, I think it's getting like, it's like the same feuds, you know? I want to see new people, new like personality, like more diversity, more shift in dynamics. And I do hope we get that next season. I read like on Dumois and Bravo and Cocktails that they're thinking about bringing everyone back because they are people who they thought they were on the chopping block, redeemed themselves at the reunion. And actually, when I went to watch What Happens Live for the first time, it was actually during the season 12 premiere night, and Teresa was there, and there was like a Andy does a Q&A before. So, you know, I had to ask a question about RHONJ because like that's my thing. I'm obsessed with it. I mean, my Instagram name is RHONJ Obsessed. So why wouldn't I ask a question about RHONJ? So I asked him, I was like, so like, what's your philosophy on not changing the cast for 4 years? And he goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, he is kind of right. Like, I guess they know from experience of like the other cast where they fired people and it was doing amazing. Their ratings dropped and like all those things, I guess with like OC in New York, they probably don't want the same thing for New Jersey because New Jersey has been getting like pretty good, decent ratings compared to the other franchises. So I see why they may keep it the same, but I do think they need to add in some more people to kind of change things around a bit. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know what you guys think, but I want to hear like for whoever's listening, my followers, whoever is listening, I want to hear, like, tell me, come DM me, so be like, oh, I came from your podcast. I want to tell you my opinions because I do want to hear other people's opinions on if they think they should keep the same cast or they should come in with new people. So I want to hear what you guys think. DM me on RHONJ Obsessed on Instagram. But anyway, back to the recap. Bill and the guy start talking, and Joe Gorga comes over, and you know, Joe, it's funny because the men, they made up so easy. They were just like, oh, are you good? Yeah. Are you good? Yeah. Then they were done. Everything's back to normal with the men. But with the ladies, I don't think so, because when their ladies were talking, they actually did bring up Teresa, and Dolores was defending Teresa. I mean, that's her, like her best friend. So she was defending Teresa. And was and because she was defending her because Teresa was still upset that Teresa was mad at her and not Tiki when Tiki asked Louis those questions. And Laura said to Margaret and the ladies there that Teresa doesn't fight with men. And you could see in that little moment, Margaret kind of got upset that Teresa was defending Dolores. And, you know, after that, Dolores is like, Teresa says she doesn't fight with men. And Dolores is like, oh, she can hold... She can hold her own. She could defend, you know, herself or whatever she said. And Dolores walks away with that. And then, you know, everyone goes into that, the dining room. Everyone starts getting food. And actually, Jackie mentions that, oh my God, there's this whole buffet of food. You know, I'm going to take a bunch of food so people think that I'm eating, but I'm obviously not going to eat all of it. And then she says that she was kind of like jealous of Jennifer, how Jennifer could take, you know, the food, like any kind of amount of food that she likes, and just eat it without like feeling guilty afterwards. And she wishes she could be like that. And, but she knows that with her progressing in the treatment, she'll be like that. I mean, I have faith that she'll, if she works through and she really, really wants it, she'll be able to get there. After that scene in the eating scene, Margaret, actually, when they bring out the cake, Joe Benigno walks Marge Sr. out. And she sits in that chair in front of the cake, and they have that singer singing her happy birthday. And Margaret makes like a beautiful speech about her mom, about how she was an immigrant from Hungary, and she did everything for her. And it was just, it was so sweet, like a mother and daughter thing. But yeah, the episode ends there after Margaret makes a speech about Marge Sr. And Margaret speaks Hungarian, which is cool to see. And yeah, the episode ends there, and they show that little, like, next time, finally, a next time, note to be continued. They do a next time, and they show Teresa moving, and they also show the Nashville trip. Oh my God, that Nashville trip is going to be something. Let me tell you guys, craziness upon craziness, and, like, so much went on. So much went on. I mean, we saw in the preview, that was just the start of the chaos that went on. Teresa goes, Margaret knows everyone, and I guess she accused her again of, I guess, bringing out the rumors about Louis. And then Margaret goes, you're a sick, disgusting liar. I can't get that those words out of my head. Ever since the trailer dropped in late December, those words have been stuck in my head. And Margaret saying it, you're a sick, disgusting liar. After that, Teresa, like, she makes that face. You know when Teresa makes that face when she's about to do something? She got, like, surprised and she took everything off the table and, like, threw it at Margaret. And then the little preview that they did the episode ends there. So I'm so, so excited for Nashville. It's going to be 3 episodes and the finale is also there. I mean, I wish they could have came back to Jersey, filmed a group event for, like, Labor Day or something, and that could have been the finale. But I guess we'll see for next season. And now, as I promised in the beginning of the episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about the reunion. So last week, last Thursday, the reunion was filmed, and I heard that a lot went down and a lot happened. Teresa and Margaret got the first chair. It was Teresa, Jennifer, then Dolores, then Margaret, Jackie, and then Melissa on the other side. So that's the seating. And what I was told was that all the ladies were, like, talking over each other. All the ladies were constantly screaming, and I'm sure Teresa was screaming. I mean, we saw in, like, Andy's Instagram story that he was like, oh, doctor's orders, you can't really scream. But we know Teresa ain't going to listen, because if someone pisses Teresa off, she's going to go off, and I'm sure she did. And, you know, while they were doing all the whole screaming match between everyone, they were all dying for water because they were so out of breath from, like, screaming. So it's going to be, like, a crazy, crazy, crazy reunion. And I know a lot of the ladies got into it, and there may or may not have been a little gang up on a lady, and I'm sure you guys can figure that out. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm sure you guys will be able to figure that out. And also, Dolores is on Watch What Happens Live after the episode, and that was, an amazing episode. I really like Leah. I know a lot of people don't, but I really do like Leah, and Dolores and Leah combination, I don't know, they were just, like, so good together. The energy, I don't know, everything was there, and they were just, like, so good together on Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, Andy brought up the reunion, how it was, like, so, like, it was sad, and that it was crazy, and no one would listen to him. And then when he said it was sad, and it made him, like, go back, like, it made him think and go back to early Jersey reunions, like, season 3, 4, 5, I have a feeling that either, like, Melissa, Joe, and Teresa got into it. Because when I thought of when you said old school, that's what I thought of. Because that was season 3, 4, 5, and it was Joe, Melissa, and Teresa with that huge family fight. So I guess we will see with that. So that is my little tea for you guys. I'm hoping we get the look soon. I mean, I asked someone the other day, and they said maybe not for like a week or two. I mean, I don't know why they're waiting so long, but, you know, it's always a waiting game with Bravo and all these things. So that's really it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to leave me a rating on, I guess, Apple or Spotify or wherever you guys listen, because I want to hear every listener's feedback. So please rate. Thank you in advance. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you next week. Bye.